Metallica, headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now.
All right, let's go with Craig Mish now. MLB Insider. He breaks all kinds of stories. He's a must-follow on Twitter, so you can get those breaking stories right away. At Craig Mish, you can listen to him every day, noon to 2, at Fantasy Radio, FNTSY Radio. And he is now joining us here on the program. Mr. Mish, how are you doing, sir?
How are you, Orlando? What's going on?
I am loving life, my brother. I am. One thing I'm not doing is stealing signs. That's the one thing I can tell you. Your thoughts on this entire scandal and how it's taken down now three managers in baseball. 10% of the managers have been fired in the league now.
Yeah, it's taken on a life of its own. And just when you think that it could be over, something else happens. And so I'm guessing that probably more could even come of this. We'll have to see what happens when the commissioner's investigation of the Red Sox is completed. But is a black eye for the game. No doubt about that, Orlando. At this point, you have to hope, that, especially from a digital perspective, that they're able to put a stop to this forever. Because inside the lines, as we know, this is nothing new. Guys have been stealing signs and trying to get an edge.
Right.
That's part of it. But it seems like it really took on another level of attempting. And we'll just have to see, but
you think you'll be unless you get caught. Whoa, Mish, you went garbled there. Are you all right? You're in a bad spot there where your phone's sounding kind of weird there. Say it again.
Sorry about that. Basically, what I was saying was you're not guilty unless you get caught, and in this case, it looks like that would happen.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. Now, let me ask you something because you're going to know about this more than I do. They're going after the managers. They've gone after the executive. Why aren't they going after the players? Is it that the owners are a little nervous and their lawyers because of the players' union being so strong? Evidence? What is it? What? Because I kind of feel I don't mind any of these guys getting fired or banned. They deserve it, but I don't like the fact that players are getting away with this. So what's next for baseball? How do they make the players pay for this?
I don't know that there's going to be a way because of the strong players' union, and there really isn't any precedent for this. So, in general, it looks like because there were no rules put in place, that commissioner can only punish manager.
Mish, your phone is breaking up. It's kind of getting garbled. I don't know why. Let's do this a second. Hey, Bill, let's reconnect. Let's reconnect with Craig again. Hang up and try to get him again because it's sounding garbled right now. And let's see, because I want people to understand this is a big story, man. So let's get Craig Mish back. Let's see if we could get a better connection. Cell phones, man, that's how it is. It's not a perfection type of thing. So we will try to get Craig on because I want you to hear him because he's always got great insight. He's going to know the game and all the insights about it and the rules and all that better than you and I. Because he lives this, he follows it every single day, and obviously this is a story that's a huge negative on baseball, and not just a black eye, but this is something where the integrity of the game is now being questioned, and maybe some of the history now too will be questioned. So that's why I wanted to get into with Craig and find out more about it on the player side, and why is it that we're not seeing any action against the players. So, Craig, I think we got you again. Let's see. And are you there, Craig?
Yeah, I'm here. All right. I was in a bad spot area probably. Sorry about that.
Okay, you sound much better now. Okay, so explain to us why is it we don't see them going after the players and what kind of power does the players' union have that the owners are maybe, I don't know, nervous about that they can't enforce?
Well, you know, everything is done in collective bargaining, and so the commissioner doesn't have unilateral approval of anything. He has to go through this with the players, and everything has to go through the players' union. So in this particular case, it looked like a couple of years ago, after they had the issue with the Boston Red Sox, And rumor of the Apple Watch, that the commissioner came down and said that in the future, if anybody ever does this, I am going to levy punishment against the leaders of the team, which were the manager and the general manager. So I don't know that he has any power beyond this. Now, that may change. The players' union could get involved with the commissioner and say, hey, look, we want to help you out, and we want to take care of player punishment as well. But to this point, that hasn't happened. But that happened, of course. Tony Clark could meet with the commissioner, Rob Manfred, and say, hey, look, we want to go through this player by player, find out who was doing this, suspend them too. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility, but I don't think that Rob Manfred, Orlando, can just step in and just start suspending guys. That's why there are unions, and that's why they collective bargain over these things.
All right, so then somebody needs to hold the players' union's feet to the fire and say, so you guys are going to protect the cheaters? So just because they're part of your union, you're going to stain the game because of this? I would imagine that there has to be a part of the players' union that says, hey, guys, you know, this is a bad look for all of us, because you're basically protecting the cheaters and you're willing to stain the game for it. I find that disturbing at all levels.
Well, I mean, this is nothing different than what happened previously in the steroid era also.
That's right.
Those guys as well, and it took years and years for them to get these suspensions as high as they are now. So I don't really see this, in terms of suspension-wise, as any different. I mean, it's just basically, two conglomerates, the owners and the players. And it is, I would guess that, of course, that at this point, the commissioner would want to have some sort of punishment for players. But since it wasn't collectively bargained, I don't see any way that it would happen. Eventually, they did increase the steroid suspensions from a month to 2 months to now 80 games, and you can't even play in the postseason. And that would be probably something that would have to happen also in order for this to go through. I think that inevitably this will change. But basically the way that I'm kind of understanding it is that Manfred, in his statement, I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it kind of sounded like anything that you did in the past before right now, I ain't going to look into it. But if you do it again, we're going to punish you. And so certainly that's why you saw the suspensions for Jeff Luhnow, the suspensions for AJ Hinch, the upcoming one for Alex Cora. But in terms of players, it would definitely have to be the two sides getting together and decide that this is done.
Any chance they do anything with the championship?
No.
None? Nada.
No. Nope.
Impossible.
No.
Okay.
None.
Why?
Well, I mean, they had to play road games too. They had a great team. I'm sure that them doing some of these things definitely helped them in some way. But it's more or less the equivalent of taking home runs away from Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. It's just not something that baseball has historically done.
Right.
You could definitely understand how most people would think that that helped them win a World Series. But the Astros also had a historically good team. And again, played 81 road games as well. So would they have won the World Series had this not happened? I don't know the answer to that. Nobody knows the answer to that. So to go back and change history over something that we're not sure about is not going to be possible.
Craig Mish, of course, from Fantasy Baseball, FNTSY Radio. You can follow it on Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter at Craig Mish, of course. Always breaking all kinds of MLB news. All right, so if they can't go after the title, if they're not going to go after the players, what's the next step here? What is baseball trying to do here now? Are they trying to find more pieces to all of this, or have they stopped?
That's the only way that I could see any kind of player punishment coming, is if they find things that we have not discussed yet. If there is hard evidence or pictures or something that would change what we've seen thus far, I would have to alter my opinion of what baseball can do, because then you're looking at a smoking gun at this point. All right now is you have is testimony. I will say that over the last hour or two, there's a couple of things percolating on some Twitter accounts that are potentially maybe leading to that. So we'll have to keep an eye on it again.
Like what? What's percolating? Don't just tease us.
There's a couple of people that say that they have pictures. And again, I hate to indict something on some fake Twitter accounts, because you never know, but there are a couple of people alluding to the fact that there are pictures of some of the players using buzzers in their jerseys on the Houston Astros that they have pictures of. Now, again, there's the internet's a wild place and it could be completely false. So, you know, you can search and search the names. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus until I see that. So, you know, but I'm not going to certainly, you know, endorse anybody with unknown sources on Twitter or anything like that. I wouldn't want somebody doing that to me, but anybody who's listening can search that out and find it. If that ended up being true, then we have something completely new, and we would have to look into it, especially if MLB decides to investigate it. But beyond that, I think that teams are just going to be petrified of doing any kind of cheating in the future. So while this is a horrible situation, I think that baseball probably ends up better from this point forward.
And let me ask you something, and Craig Mish, of course, joining us. Craig, do you think they any of these guys get a job again, or because of this stain, teams will stay away from this because they don't want to even bring the controversy into their building?
I think they all get jobs again. I think AJ Hinch immediately after his suspension is over will be a manager again in the big leagues. He's very well liked and very well respected and was a good manager. And I definitely think that he'll get another opportunity. Alex Cora is a little bit more dicey because it seems to be that he was more of the person that put this together and is also going to get a longer suspension, as it would appear. So if he gets a 2-year suspension, it's a little bit tougher on him. My guess is he gets an opportunity again. Carlos Beltran, it would take a very special spot for him to manage in the first place, which is why he took the Mets job. I always thought that was a little bit of an odd fit as it is, just because he's not the most, he doesn't speak as much as a lot of the managers do, and that's a big part of the job. And in terms of Jeff Luhnow, I know that everybody in Orlando has basically eviscerated him and said that he'll never get another job. And he's, internally, look how poorly things went in the clubhouse when one of their executives went out after the woman reporter. And I think that all of those things certainly are a factor and all of those things are true. But we live as prisoners in the moment, and we seem to forget what the future could look like. And although Jeff Luhnow may have the smallest percentage chance of returning to baseball in a year or two or three, you can't sit here and tell me, Orlando, that if the Detroit Tigers in 2 years from now are still losing 100 games and are going nowhere and want to rebuild their franchise and win a World Series, well, there's one GM that was out there that did it, that lost 4 years in a row, drafted players and signed players and built the best analytics department also in baseball at the time, and that's Jeff Luhnow. So it would not surprise me at all. Maybe not right away, but 2-3 years for him to resurface as well.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy stuff. And didn't the Astros also have another type of cheating scandal that they were tied to several years back with the scouting and all that stuff?
Yeah, it was the Cardinals, though.
It
was the Cardinals that were caught cheating
on the Astros. Yeah. That's what it was. Exactly. Okay. All right. So how does the game's already kind of hurting as it is. It's been on a slide for a long time now. Does this make it worse in the public's eye and even for the people that were on the fringe and weren't watching or were kind of, you know, does this hurt baseball to try to build back up again? Because it's kind of what everybody's hoping, that they can get back to being, you know, what they used to be. But what do you think this does long term?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say at this point. I don't think that it'll ever become what used to be, which was called like America's game. Like, I don't ever think that it's going to, you know, pass up on the NFL or the NBA or anything like that. But Orlando, I have a young son. He's playing in Little League. There's a lot of people who are listening right now to your show. They have sons that play Little League and high school baseball, and they dream of being major leaguers. And so from a popularity standpoint, will baseball ever be what it was in the 60s and 70s and 80s in terms of popularity? Probably not. But I would tell you this, those franchises, Orlando, they're worth billions of dollars. Why are they worth billions of dollars? Because they're making billions of dollars. So wherever baseball is, it is not going away. That's all overrated. We'll never be as popular again, I don't think, as the NFL and obviously the NBA. But it's a solid third in a world where our kids are going to continue to play baseball. It will always have its popularity. And I just think it'll just constantly be the same. There will be that narrative, as you mentioned, that baseball's in trouble and baseball's going away. Well, you know, then why the Kansas City Royals being sold for billions of dollars, you know? I mean, if that was the case, it wouldn't be worth that. So I don't think there's any concern for that.
Follow him on Twitter at Craig Mish. Catch him on Fantasy Radio noon to two. Tell him what you do on Fantasy Radio, my brother.
Yeah, well, right now we're at the end of the NFL, so we're, you know, we talk about the playoffs, of course, but we really are starting to get ahead in the fantasy baseball season. And we had Lorenzo Cain on the show earlier this week. You can catch that on demand over on fantasysportsnetwork.com. You can listen live on iHeartRadio as well as TuneIn and wherever you hear podcasts, Stitcher and everywhere else. It's an honor always to be on with you, Orlando. Thank you so much for having me.
You are the best, Craig. Thank you, my brother. Always appreciate
All right,
it.
Have a great day. Sorry for the phone issue there.
Oh, come on, bro. No problem. It's cell phones. It happens, my man. You be good, man. Thank you, as always.
There okay, you go. Thank you.
You got it. Much love, as always, for Craig Mish. Thank you for joining us and giving us some insight on that.